And Finn Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
It's a sea bass bite that just won't quit. Same thing with the flounder, man. They are chewing as well. We'll get more into that with some fishing reports at the end of the program. Hey, you're inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. We're going to June 4th and 5th, and how apropos for the fluke bite to be. It's been good the past week and a half, especially some bouts of cold water. Everything seems to be, though, in the back. I know the price of fuel is a monster, that 800-pound elephant in the room. And it's really coincides now. The fluke bite is on. Gas prices are high. And what is happening? The fluke tournaments are popping up like dandelions. A lot of pressure is going to be put on the resource in the back. Some guys are going to go out front, and we shall see. But joining us on our next segment is Tom Foti. He's talking about the JCAA's 26th annual fluke tournament next Saturday, June 11th. And same day next Saturday is the Sun Harbor Seafood and Grill. It's the inaugural fluke tournament. And we're going to get into that a little bit later. Donation, David's Dream and Believe Cancer Foundation. That's going to be an outstanding event as well. Hey, man, we're really packed. Grab that cup. Grab that Rebel. We'll be right back. Rack and Fin Radio. And do not forget, it is free freshwater fishing day in New Jersey. No license or a trout stamp needed. Sample the great freshwater fishing we have. And talk about that a little later in the show is Craig Lemon, superintendent of the Hackettstown Hatchery up there in Warren County. Can't believe the amount of fish they raise and stock. Whoa. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
When you need to know, it's WPG Talk Radio 95.5 and the WPG Talk Radio app.
You want the dealer that will treat you right. The people you know are the people you like.
The weather is getting warmer, and that means it's time for Gentilini Motors' annual Antique Car and Truck Show. It's our 46th year hosting this awesome event, and we hope to see you here on Saturday, June 4th from 10 to 3. It's an all-American celebration with soft drinks, plus hot dogs and sausages from the grill, vintage cars and trucks from all eras, and fun for the whole family. At Gentilini Motors, we've built a reputation for taking care of our community and treating customers like family for over 67 years with the best deals, real value, and no empty promises. Come join us at John S. Penn Boulevard next to the airport in Woodbine, New Jersey. We're just a short drive from anywhere.
Just a short drive from anywhere. Gentilini Family Motors.
911, what's your emergency?
105-1-2-25.
When you're having a stroke, it isn't just about acting fast. It's what you do with those precious seconds that can save your life. As Southeastern New Jersey's only comprehensive stroke center, AtlantiCare is in constant contact with EMTs to start treatment even before you arrive, giving you a life-saving advantage. We're standing by to evaluate patients as the region's only diagnostic and interventional neuro lab. We have an emergency endovascular neurosurgery team that's ready to operate within minutes, and we can care for patients in our dedicated stroke unit 24/7. Because when it comes to stroke, seconds saved means lives saved. To see the life-saving difference AtlantiCare's Comprehensive Stroke Center can make, visit AtlantiCare.org/stroke. That's AtlantiCare.org/stroke.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Well, let's get to it right now. We have the state's, I guess, longest running and, from all indications, biggest flounder tournament, a.k.a. fluke tournament, coming up next week. The Jersey Coast Anglers Association's 26th annual, people. 26th annual fluke tournament. It's going to be June 11th. Win $50,000 in cash. Man, they got some great Calcutta Lunker prizes, everything set up. There's a port set up. Joining us online right now is Tom Foti. He's the legislative chairman with the JCAA and also New Jersey State Federation of Sportsman Clubs. Fairly frequent, we can track him down, guests on Rack and Fin Radio. Tommy's also recently been reappointed for another 3-year stint with the Marine Fisheries Advisory Council to NOAA and the U.S. Secretary of Commerce. And he's also the governor's appointee to the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission and a bunch of other things. People, I ran out of paper. Foti has his creds are longer than my legs. I'm, what, 6'4", 6'3", 6'4"? Tom, thanks for joining us on Rack and Fin, buddy. That's some intro, man. You got it down, Foti.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I just turned 75, and I'm still adding jobs on.
And he does it for free, people! He does it for free! Hey, Foti, no offense. Some people say you're crazy, man. Dedicated, committed, whatever. Tommy, let's get to this tournament next week. I'm all fired up for it. I guess you're back in Atlantic City, back in the casinos. What's the deal? Yeah, what do you got?
Well, after a couple of year hiatus because of the virus,
yep.
I mean, we canceled the tournament in 2021, and now in 22 we're going to hold it again. And we're back at resorts for basically to hold the award ceremony on June 17th, and our tournament is June 11th. And it's the same format we've been using for years. We have seven regions, you know, all over the state. I mean, and they have each region has its own port prize, so we're giving away seven port prizes in each region,
mm-hmm.
and the top prize in each region is $1,200 cash. And, you know, it's a tournament that when I started it many, many years ago, I wanted a tournament where I could win the grand prize. And this year the grand prize is a 14-foot G3 boat with a Yamaha,
nice.
A 20-horsepower Yamaha, and a trailer. And you don't have to catch a fish to get it.
That's the part I like.
All you have to do is show up to the award ceremony. Mm-hmm. We draw it out of a hat as a door prize. I think it's the biggest door prize than any tournament gives.
Right.
Because it's, you know, it's about a $10,000 boat. It used to be
sure.
$30,000, but now it's a $10,000 boat.
And that works. Listen, entry fee is $175. Tom, was it limited? Four per boat? Six per boat?
It can be up to six per boat. I'm fishing with this year with five.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I chartered a boat to go out to do the fluke tournament. I figured it was there's enough money there. And right now, you know, we're giving away, if we figure it out, with seven regions, seven prizes, we're giving away 49 port prizes. We give away door prizes. We give away a boat, motor, and trailer. If you catch a 12-pounder and you paid the extra $25,
right.
You're going to win $50,000 in cash.
Yeah, Tom, I was just going to ask you about that. That's pun intended, people. That's the greatest hook going, man.
Yeah, I mean, and it's
Hey, Fody, especially now, all the guys bitching and moaning, all we're doing is catching big fluke, man.
Yeah, I mean,
and I can only keep one. I'm not mocking it, but you know what I'm saying. Yeah, and you're hearing it. Fody, I'm sure you're hearing it also.
We had a guy that actually caught a 12-pounder, but he didn't pay the $25,
yeah,
and he didn't get the prize.
I remember that.
I mean, and the Calcutta, I think the last time we had a tournament, the guy that won, you know, for the Calcuttas and the port prize, I think won $14,000-$15,000.
Sure.
I mean, and right now we only have 51 boats registered. Now, you do the numbers here. We're giving away 49 port prizes. So if it's broken down evenly between each region, everybody's going to win a prize.
Yeah, yeah. I'm telling you, Tom, there's going to be a rush. There's going to be a rush to watch starting Wednesday. Tuesday or Wednesday. It happens, Fody, it happens every year. And you'll get those numbers up, definitely. And, Tom, you have an incredible list of sponsors here. I mean,
we picked up one old sponsor, which was Pure Fishing.
They're back, yeah.
Yeah, Dave is back. Matter of fact, he just basically one or two of the four prizes is going to be pure pen rods and reels that are worth a couple hundred bucks.
That's from Dave.
So that's going to be.
That's Dave Boltice, correct?
Yes, Dave
I remember working with him when we had the Finor account, and then he went to Costa, and then he was here, there, and a Boltice, a good man. He's head of Pure Fishing North America. Just a good man, good heart. I'll tell you, Fody, he's a hell of a fisherman, man. I've watched him on the flats of Florida. You don't mess with Boltice.
And also, he does a lot of hard work on fisheries management.
He does, yeah.
He's in charge of the Saltwater ASA Government Affairs Committee, and does a really great job. And Dave and I have known each other for probably 15, 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really good guy. But, yeah, I mean, and then we picked up Engels coolers, so, you know, those soft-sided coolers
have
one.
Oh, wow, yeah.
I mean, and, you know, they're great because they're easy to carry. You throw them on the boat, just put some ice, and that's where you keep your sandwiches, and you keep the big mm-hmm. cooler for the fish. So it's a great cooler. So we got one for each port. We got the same thing with the rods and reels. So it's a lot of prizes.
It is, Tom. Again, this is, listen, we're speaking with Tom Fody. The topic is the JCA 26th Annual Fluke Tournament next Saturday, June 11th. You win a $50,000 cash prize. You catch that fluke over 12 pounds. You have to enter to 25. Tom, that reminds me of the guys that when I do the fish reports for the Philly Daily News. Okay, give me a pool winner. How about this fish? What about this? Well, the guy didn't spend the $5 to get in the pool. Not that I'm spending anyone's money here, people, but, whoa, you have a packed boat. You could win, what, $400, $500, $600, $800 predicated on a boat, and you short it for $5. I don't understand this. Pay to 25. You can win 50. You're that good of a fluker. Chances are there you're going to do it. And, Tom, you have the 50 and 100 overall Calcuttas. Again, listen, seven mini tournaments in one. Tom, go over those ports, please.
Okay, the ports you got Jersey City region, Sandy Hook region, Shark River region, Manasquan region, Barnegat Bay region, Long Beach Island region, and Southern region. Now, they're broken down into regions because some of the ports aren't big enough to basically support the port prizes. They right. haven't been in numbers, and this year it looks like it will be the same. But, like, Sandy Hook is its own region, Jersey City is its own region, and actually we have people like in Jersey City, Liberty State Park, the Liberty Marina basically donates to $1,200.
Yeah.
And the same thing in Long Beach, Fisherman's Headquarters donates $1,200, and there's one other thing which I can't remember off the top of my head that donates $1,200.
Mm-hmm.
So they basically, that's why we do those as weigh-in stations. We'll have weigh-ins there. The weigh-in goes from 1 o'clock to five. It starts at dawn. There's no shotgun start like we used to have many years ago in a lot of the tournaments.
Right.
You go out when you want, and you can fish where you want. And if the weather is bad, you fish in the bays. You mm-hmm. can always find a place to fish for fluke no matter how bad the weather is because you can get in a sheltered cove or something like that. Or you don't, if you don't fish, and that's what I used to do years because I was always busy running the tournament.
Right, I know that.
Basically, I used to go in because it was an opportunity to win for $175. You think about it, you're going to be right now a 1 in 51 chance of winning an $8,000 boat motor mm-hmm. trailer. I mean, and 50 door prizes.
Listen, check it out. I remember, a few years ago, I said, what the hell? Was it Resorts? I forget which casino you guys were having. What was that? I was getting whiplash. What was that Whirling Dervish? Oh, that's Fody. Fody, man, you had kids on your ankles, man.
Oh, yeah, and it's been a tough year to do the tournaments. We lost, we had two tournament directors that didn't work out, so Paul Torrey's been doing a lot of the hard work and most of the work on the tournament. And it's all volunteers, I mean, except for Paul. He gets paid, we pay him a small pittance to do his work, but otherwise everybody in Jersey Coast is a volunteer, and we work for free. And the money goes to the battles that we fight.
There you go. Okay, Tom, we're up against a hard break. We're talking, listen, there's a big, big meeting that you get involved in. It's coming up this Tuesday, the 7th. Grab that cup, grab that rebel. Be right back with Tom Fody.
The WPG Talk Radio app is your connection to South Jersey's talk station. Get free, unlimited local and statewide news from New Jersey's largest radio news team. Download all of our local shows as podcasts and more, powered by Ambient Comfort. For installation to repairs and maintenance, give Ambient Comfort Heating and Cooling a call today at 856-213-6586. AmbientComfortNJ.com.
Coming this summer, Tidal Wave Festival, featuring Luke Bryan, Morgan Wallman, Dirk Bentley, Hardy, Riley Green, Chase Rice, Tracy Lawrence, Lauren Elena, Mitchell Tenpenny, Lainey Wilson, and more. Tidal Wave Festival, August 12th through the 14th on the Atlantic City Beach. 3 days of music and activities, all to support ocean conservation. Passes on sale now at TidalWaveFest.com. From the producers of Tortuga.
Zero down, zero down, zero down toward the purchase of any new or certified pre-owned Nissan at Matt Blatt Nissan.
Oh, yeah, it's on at Matt Blatt Nissan.
It's on at Matt Blatt Nissan. Stock in a loan or lease, AJ the trade man can get you released even if you owe thousands more than it's worth. Just because you don't see your Matt Blatt Nissan on the lot doesn't mean you can't drive it home tomorrow with zero down and 1.9% financing, even on certified pre-owned. And don't forget, AJ the Trade Man will get you more for your trade so you can drive a brand new Nissan. And of course, the Matt Blatt Nissan Peace of Mind. 4-day love it or leave it return policy. Only at MattBlattNissan.com. On approved tier 1 credit through NEMAC. Negative equity will be refinanced into new vehicle plus tax tag and $479.fee. Offers can't be combined. Call 877-289-6670 or go to MattBlattNissan.com for complete details. Offer ends 7-3-2022. It's on at Matt Blatt Nissan on the Black Horse Pike, Egg Harbor Township.
Why would someone looking for a mortgage at the Jersey Shore take a loan from a company in Detroit or North Carolina or some other far-off place? Online mortgages promise a lot but don't always deliver. First Bank of Sea Isle City knows the Jersey Shore. We are local lenders. We use local appraisers and provide in-house processing. We understand the unique obstacles of financing in Cape May County. Don't take a chance. Local banking is better. Let us guide you. First Bank of Sea Isle City.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5 FM and 1450 AM. South Jersey's talk station.
Yeah, back inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of June 4th and 5th, we're on the line with Tom Foti from the JCAA, among myriad other titles, whatever that he holds. Tom, again, for more information on a 26th annual JCA Fluke Tour that's going to run next Saturday, what's the contact, please?
Yeah, basically go to the webpage, jcaa.org, and we basically, www.jcaa.org, and basically all the information, you can register online, you can basically send it in by mail, but you can basically, it's easy to register right online there, to your PayPal, whatever we use, I think it's Everbright. And basically, you can check off everything. All the information is on the webpage, where the regions are, everything else, and basically what the rules are.
Tom, let's get right to it. Your fisheries management and legislative report in the JCA News, great little segment right there. In there, where were you? I'm going to touch on that for a second. Where were you? The people that are complaining about, for example, the Fluke regs, Porgy regs jumping up an inch. Where were you? And Tom, you said it right there. Unless you know you have your opportunity to tune in to comment, be there. And the apathy, Tom, and then what happens afterwards? They're not happy with it, but they didn't take part.
Yeah, I understand the apathy. I mean, people are getting, because of this Zoom calls and everything else that we've been under 2.5 years, but the amount of people that show up to public hearings to make comments is, I call, ridiculous. We had a striped bass hearing on a new amendment, which some people are now going to complain about because they're going to be more restrictive. We had a public hearing at night where everybody could go. And basically, we had only 50 people show up for the public hearing. Now, that sounds like, 50 people in New Jersey were interested. No, that was between New Jersey and Pennsylvania because it was a joint hearing.
Right.
I mean,
right.
When we got things done, like keeping the EZ closed, basically making striped bass and game fish, we used to have 500 people. We had up to 1,000 people show up in the Ocean Spa. Remember that years ago? And then people would get interested, and our voices were heard, and we did things. Now people are so disgusted with the regulations and what's going on that they don't get involved. But what happens is the commercial guys do, and their voices get heard loud and clear. Or the people that want a particular thing. It's like on the striped bass, the catch and release fishermen show up in force. Now, that's good for them. They should be doing that.
Right.
But the people that want to take home a fish to eat don't show up, and they get lost in the shovel, so the loudest voices get what they want. And that's why we got the strict regulations on striped bass. So you come up to me, and I get it all the time, because you know how people are, mm-hmm. and you walk in and say, Tom, what the hell's going on here? Sounds like Tommy P. What are you doing? I mean, I said, wait a minute. I asked the first question, did you show up to a hearing? Did you basically participate at all? Did you write a letter? Did you get your club to write a letter? Did you basically show up to the council meeting or the commission meeting when we make the decision on the year? Mm-hmm. Or did you show up to the New Jersey Marine Fisheries Council and tell them what you wanted on your Fluke regulations? And the guy goes, well, I didn't have time. Well, I said, then I don't have time to talk about it because you didn't help me out. And, you know, Adam Nowalski, Joe Cimino, me and Peter Hughes do a good job representing New Jersey on the Mid-Atlantic Council and the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission. But we need your support. And the biggest thing, we have a lot of support in New Jersey compared to the other states. Because we're the only state that with the commissioners and the council members that actually fight for recreational fishing. Mm-hmm. This thing that's coming up on the recreational reform next week, Adam Nowalski has been a driving force, and he's trying to get us better regulations on what's going on, and an easy way of basically looking at a special situation with recreational fishing, and that you can't trust MREBs that it maybe look for an alternative.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, alternatives always scare me, but Adam has put a lot of work on it. And he's actually, because we don't have a legislative appointee, he's going to be my proxy at this meeting because he's worked so hard at it. So I'm just giving it to him to basically go with it to this meeting on next
Tuesday
at Riverdale. Again, if you want to talk about it, you look up on the Mid-Atlantic Council's mm-hmm. webpage, and they will tell you exactly what this is about, how it works, and you listen to the presentation, and basically find out and get involved. You know, what's good about nowadays is if you can't attend to the meeting, if you've got nothing to do one night, you can actually listen to the whole meeting and then say, well, Foti said this, Adam said this, and then you can write us and say, I've listened to this, and here's what you are. Then I'll listen to your complaint and basically pay attention to what you have to say,
mm-hmm.
as long as you're well-informed.
And so, again, yeah. this is a hybrid meeting that people can get involved. They can comment, correct?
Yes, they can. The information is up on the commission's webpage and the Mid-Atlantic webpage. So, and the same thing we do in the Atlantic states. It's still a hybrid meeting lately.
Okay, Tom.
And one other thing that's important that we're working on with Jersey Coast, with ASA, with the actually all Atlantic States Marine Fisheries, is the Recovering America's Wildlife Act. And the Recovering America's Wildlife Act is going to put $1.3 billion, spreads it out among the 50 states, to help manage wildlife, whether it's deer, whether it's fish or anything else. You can get matching funds to basically manage your state. Mm-hmm. And as strapped as the states are now for cash, you know, New Jersey Division of Fish and Wildlife doesn't have a lot of money. This will bring a lot more money in to manage things like black sea bass, Tautog. We could actually do our own management plan.
Wow.
We look at things. We had the money, and that's really the problem. So we're working on this bill. It's going to, you know, Congress, as usual, is taking forever. But we will basically have it now. The good news nowadays, if you want the information, as you see, Tom, when I send you the newsletter now,
mm-hmm.
we're doing the newsletter over the Internet. We're sending you by email the whole newspaper like we used to put out in the newsstand.
I remember that.
And the reason we have to do it that way, because we can't afford it. I mean, Jersey Coast has been in a hole for the last 3 years,
mm-hmm.
and we had to look at where we can cut costs to just pay for the office rent and things like that. So from now on, after July, we will be doing our newsletter strictly by email. All you have to do is go to the webpage and subscribe, and you'll be put on a list. And monthly, it doesn't cost you anything. You get the full newspaper with the ads and the form for this. Like that's, you can download right now for the fluke tournament.
For the tournament,
that's where the stuff is. So, you know, and the RFA had to do it. We'd do it. So we want to keep you informed. But the only way we can keep you informed, if you sign up to get a free newsletter, same way with the RFA, you basically sign up and get a free newsletter. And we tell you what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And you get involved what you want to get involved with. And, you know, it's getting harder and harder to communicate. And as you know, Tom, clubs are losing participation. I mean,
with
the backbone of fisheries management in New Jersey, the reason we got striped bass as a game fish, because we had 80-something individual clubs working on it in New Jersey in 1991 and 90 and 89, when I started basically running around like crazy with my head cut off to get this bill passed. But we don't have those clubs out there any force. And nobody wants, and the young people, and I love young people, but they basically don't get involved in actions. They don't get involved in organizations. And we need their bodies. I mean, Jersey Coast, I told you, just turned 75. I'm still the sixth youngest board member.
Mm-hmm. Well, Tom, let me ask you this. Is it a case of the phlegmatic process in D.C. or in Trenton, whatever, that, okay, I join a club, we donate, we do this, we, again, go to meetings, whatever, and nothing really seems to get done, or it takes so long to get things done and maybe not work out in the individual person's or club's fate, whatever.
Well, that's
discouraging, like the hell with this?
No, I think the clubs were more of a social event. You went, you talked over how to catch fish and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Well, people don't talk to each other. They just text to each other.
Right.
Or they basically...
Good point, yeah.
I mean, they you know, I say to people, I just bought a new phone. Celebrating, boarding a new phone because it shut my old flip phone off. So when I buy a new flip phone, because I don't text, I don't do, you know, I don't check my emails from online. If a person wants to talk to me, just call me or send me an email and I'll sit down and respond. I have never failed to respond to anybody that sent me an email,
mm-hmm.
at least the first time. If you want to argue after you send me three or four emails yelling at the same point, then we don't do anymore. But yeah, emails and things like that, but we don't communicate with each other. I mean, all you have to do is walk around the street. People looking at go in an elevator. Nobody's talking to each other in the elevator. Nobody says hello. They're looking at their phone as they're riding up and down. They're looking at the phone and almost trip as they walk out the door.
Last time I said hello to someone in an elevator, they had security waiting at the next floor. you see what I like. That's how crazy it is. Well, Tommy, God spares. We'll see you next week at the tournament, if not the tournament, at the June 17th. Celebration of, grand prize announcement, whatever, at resorts, correct?
And, Tom, you know, put your $175 in and you can win a boat, motor, trailer. That's just what you need.
Hey, listen. I have my little Coleman crawdaddy. Well, listen, again, $175 for a chance to win the 14-foot G3 boat, 20 Yamaha outboard, and... Yacht Club trailer. I mean, you can't beat those odds. Well, Tom, I'm sure the numbers are going to jump significantly this week. It should be a great event. Look forward to seeing you. Are you going to be around at all next weekend?
Yeah,
where are you fishing? Which port?
I'm fishing at Sandy Hook. I'll be weighing my fish at Gateway Marina at Sandy Hook. And I'm fishing with, I got a great crew. You know them all. Don Morantz.
Oh, Ella yeah.
Haddock, Bill Brown. And who else is on it? Eleanor, Brown, and Don Morantz, and me. And the captain. He entered the tournament also because we all entered as a team. So he's basically fishing it. Captain Fletcher.
I know Morantz, man. He is a fluke-catching animal.
I mean,
Yeah, I know him and his twin brother. Don't get in his way on a boat, Fody.
No.
Though he's what? He's what? Six. He's what? 6'7", 6'8". That is his wingspan. Okay, Tom. If God spares, we'll see you next week or the week after. Thanks for joining us on Rack and Fin. Best to the lovely Linda, by the way.
Okay. Thank you again for letting us come on your air.
Tom, you take care, brother. Be good.
Right.
Yeah, I can't believe 26th annual. Yeah, it's falling on hard times, a pandemic, the economy, whatever. I remember I fished it one time, one of my first times, 2001 or 2002. I think it's 2001. I think there were 1,100 boats in the JCA tournament. And our boat did pretty well. We were the Finor account at the time, trying some new Finor reels and some new suffix lines, whatever the whole bit, or Stren. I think we had Stren at the time. But I'll tell you one thing, man. Those gnats, we went way back. This guy has a boat. We caught plenty of food. Those gnats were just unleashed from hell. That was something. Okay, be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. Former Trump White House advisor Peter Navarro was arrested today by the FBI at Reagan National Airport following his indictment on contempt of Congress charges. They're accusing him of refusing to cooperate with the House panel investigating the January 6th Capitol riot.
This government is acting like an authoritarian government.
Navarro facing contempt counts for failure to provide documents and not showing up for subpoena testimony. The Russian invasion of Ukraine today hitting 100 days, with casualties on both sides increasing.
With the war raging in the east, Ukrainian soldiers are fighting to make sure other innocent civilians never have to live or die under Russian occupation. Though in doing so, some of them are also paying the ultimate price.
Fox's Trey Yingston, Kyiv, Ukraine. America's listening to Fox News.
Your WPG Talk Radio 95.5 AccuWeather forecast for South Jersey. Plenty of sunshine for today with a high of 84. Clear skies for tonight with a low 56. Partly sunny tomorrow with a high 78. Mainly clear tomorrow night with a low 56. And Monday, mostly sunny with a high of 78. I'm AccuWeather's Gregory Patrick on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Again, that was Tom Fody. Next week is a JCAA 26th Annual Fluke Tournament. Go to jcaa.org for more information. Before we get to our next guest patiently waiting, hey, man, there's another great Fluke Tournament next week. The inaugural Sun Harbor Seafood and Grill Fluke Tournament. Okay, this is the first one up. The captain's meeting is going to be 7 p.m. on Friday the 10th. Okay, and here's the dealio. $200 per boat, four-person limit. An extra person is $25. First prize, $2,000. Second prize, $1,500. Third prize, $1,000. Okay, register at 451 East Bay Avenue in Barnegat or call Janice 732-261-0845. It's going to be live music at the Cap Museum and all that good stuff. Here's the deal, people. It's for a great cause, David's Dream and Believe Cancer Foundation. Now, I've been to several of David's Dream and Believe Cancer Foundation events. They raise a lot of money, help a lot of people. It's really impressive. Again, the Sun Harbor Seafood and Grill Inaugural Fluke Tournament. It's going to be next Saturday, June 11th. The captain's meeting at 7 p.m. on the Friday the 10th. $200 per boat, four-person limit, extra person, $25. Prizes first is $2,000, second is $1,500, third is $1,000. Again, donation to David's Dream and Believe Cancer Foundation. You register at the Sun Harbor Seafood and Grill, 451 East Bay Avenue in Barnegat. Give Janice a ring, 732-261-0845. Now let's get switch gears to one of my main loves. Freshwater fishing in the Garden State has never been better. And I've been around a long time and it has never been better. And today, sample it. It's free. Sample it. Free fishing Saturday in the state of New Jersey. You don't need a license. You don't need a trout stamp. Get out there and just experience what we have here. And joining us on the line, very special guest, very good friend of Rack and Fin Radio, is Craig Lemon. He is the superintendent of the Hackettstown Hatchery up there in Warren County, which produces all of these fish. It's also the facility's 110th anniversary, way back when it was the Charles O. Hayford Hatchery. Check it out, people. This is what comes out of, and what a crew up there. This is what comes out of Hackettstown. Walleyes, northern pike, hybrid stripers, pure strain and tiger muskies, landlocked salmon, a large amount of the smallmouth bass, crappie, sunfish, bluegills, and my fave, the channel kitty. Craig is on the line with us right now. Craig, how you doing, man?
What's going on this morning, Tom P?
Lock, cocked, and ready to rock, people. I said sunfish and bluegills, because you got pumpkin seeds and you got bluegills. Sunny's a general term. Craig, congratulations. 110th anniversary. Free fishing Saturday today. People get out and sample what is out there. Craig, kudos. Great job yet again. Another year with record-breaking numbers that you're stocking. Go into the facility, man. You have it knocked.
We got the program down now, it seems like. I got 21 years as a superintendent, 35 here at the hatchery. So, and I got a great crew. Like you said, it's all about the employees that make the thing happen.
And Craig, yeah, what a cross section of fish that are either propagated, raised there, whatever, or brought it and raised before stocking. Go into this roster. Walleyes, northern pike, pure strain and tiger muskies, hybrid stripers, channel cats, the landlocked sand people. This program's off the charts. There's got to be a couple more waters, Craig, that can handle us. Go into that, please.
Yeah. No, we've got, like you said, just this week, we got so much going on. It's been crazy. You know, we're dealing, we just got out of a walleye pond. We just did 100,000 2-inch walleyes in state in the Fab Five, I call them. You know, the Fab Five right. Walleye Lake. And planning on doing 100,000 in the Delaware River next week, surplus fish. We've got northern pike. We got 25,000. Northern's going to get stocked next week. You know, it's just like you said, it's endless. We got channel cat eggs, you know, hybrids or the largemouth and smallmouth are just coming off spawning. So we set up like 50,000 smallie fry and 150,000 largemouth fry for later in the season.
A lot of the great fishing that we have now has been from the, I remember when the warm water and cool water plant started back in, I think it was 86 or 87. One of the catalysts in that was retired biologist Bobby Pappy Papson. So, Craig, this is all coming to fruition in a grand way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we built this new building in 1999, and that really jumped us forward, you know, technology-wise. And, you know, we've got three different water temperatures under one roof, so we can raise anything you ask us to raise, we could pretty much raise it, but maybe not salt water, but anything fresh water.
Now, Craig, here's the thing, too. I noticed, again, kudos to the Chris Smith, fishery biologist, Sean Krause, you know, the new bureau chief. But again, for example, in South Jersey, a slight, albeit slight, but still an expansion of, for example, the Osaka program, the muskies in the DOD and other waters. So it's South Jersey listeners, not just bass, but to my fave, Craig, we know it is every man's game fish, the channel cat from urban ponds. Shout out to my old Orange Park pond up there in Essex County. What's it? About 1.3 acres to there to some of the big reservoirs and impoundments. The channel cat program covers the state listeners from Sussex to Cape May and all points in between. And that is a monster success, Lemon.
Yeah, that's probably even Ponder Lodge down there, way down.
Yep.
We got like 70 different water bodies that are getting channel catfish that, you know, in the last 10 years. So there's a lot of nice fish out there available.
And Greg, what gets me, you know, everyone loves a road trip. Don't get me wrong. Listen, Jersey is small enough, 2-3 hours, you can cover the state. Guys, hey, Tom P, want to join us? We're going up to the Finger Lakes for northern pike or muskies. Why would you do that? You have the waters right here. Yeah, we're going so-and-so-and-so out to Ohio, whatever, or western PA for walleyes. Why? You got that right here. The hybrid stripers, right here. It's just a gold mine, Craig, a gold mine of freshwater fishing in Jersey.
Yeah, you're not going to find many hatcheries that raise 15 species under one roof.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the great thing about this hatchery in New Jersey is we have, you know, such a wide variety of things. You can pick whatever you want and go find a place to fish.
And listen, just go to njfishandwildlife.com. Go to the Digest, the Freshwater Digest. There's listen there, places that fish in New Jersey. Today it's free. There's another one, I believe, in October. Just sample some of the great freshwater fishing here in New Jersey. And I'm telling you, Craig, they're going to buy that license. You know, if so inclined, there's plenty of holdover trout around, they're going to buy that trout stamp. We have it all here. In this fifth smallest state, most densely populated, you have it all here.
Yeah, not that I'm a big trout guy, but a shout out to the trout guys, because they did, you know, last Friday was the last stocking, 591,000 trout, 305,000 pounds. That's 150 tons.
Hey.
You know, that's crazy. And you talk about driving.
Yeah.
They drove 33,000 miles in the last 10 weeks with those stocking trucks.
Craig, they just hit my fourth South Jersey. Well, that's the northern part of the Rackman Radio listening. Actually, more, it's the, I would say, the northernmost part of South Jersey. Both branches of the Matitoconk and the Manasquan and the Toms were stocked last Monday. And there's going to be trout in there into July. And the Toms especially, we get them out of there in August. So, again, across the board, listen, it's all here in New Jersey. Go this weekend. You don't need a license. You don't need a trout stamp. And if you really get involved, check out the Buddy license system. You get a nice discount. You introduce someone into freshwater fishing. You haven't bought a license for a while. Craig, it's all here. It's all here. And a lot of it emanates from that Hackettstown facility, especially on the warm water and cool water end of things.
Yeah. It's everything's going on right now.
Now, Craig,
like you said, the water is just starting to warm up, so the hybrids are starting to bite, the channels are biting better, you know. So we're kind of going through that spring change over.
You have the tigers and you have the pure stray muskies, you have the northerns. Listen, we had some huge northerns here in New Jersey, huge muskies. But I'll tell you, I guess because of the breeding of that might crossbreed, they're supposed to be sterile. But Craig, those hybrid stripers are absolutely terrifying. Spruce Run, Manasquan, they're terrifying. You let them go, they come back after you. I mean, they're crazy.
Yeah, they caught a couple of giants over in a pack-ong like 3 weeks ago. They were biggest one they ever had out of a pack-ong, I think, like 2 weeks ago.
Now, Craig, on the exotic, and I call it the neurotic exotic, you have your walleyes, you have poor strains and tigers. The landlocked salmon program, when it started, I sort of shrugged my shoulders. I mean, wow, but that has been a resounding success here in New Jersey.
Yeah, that they just broke the state record.
Right.
You know, after
again,
broken
right.
a couple of years, yeah.
So,
yep.
Again, go, where these fish come in, it's a trade, what's the dealio? And then they're raised there in your super high-quality facility, the water, they're fed, and these things are stocked, they're monsters to begin with.
Yeah, they're stocked at 14 inches on, like, November 1st every year. So they're a trade with eggs in Maine. Massachusetts raises them to 5 inches. Then we trade surplus northern pike fingerlings for 3,200 landlocks, and then we grow them for, you know, the summer and through the through the fall and stock them out. And it's, they get those four water bodies, and they're all doing really well.
Yeah, and listeners, I love it up there. Again, do a road trip. But to me, anywhere, everywhere in New Jersey, the Channel Cats rule. Again, listeners, go to njfishandwildlife.com. Craig, thanks for joining us. Again, congratulations. Another great job. Well done. But Lemon, I expect no less, please. You know that? And 110th anniversary. Good luck. Great job, man. You take care.
Thanks a lot, Tom P. Have a good weekend.
You too, brother. It has never been better. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
If you're wondering what to do with your money in these unusual economic times, or if you have questions about retirement planning, IRAs, 401ks, or taxes, then listen to The Heart of Your Money, Saturday morning at 8 on WPG, featuring author and financial expert Joe Yakovich. The Heart of Your Money will focus on you, your family, and your financial portfolio. The Heart of Your Money with Joe Yakovich, Saturday morning at 8 on WPG, Talk Radio 95.5. WPG Talk Radio 95.5 FM and 1450 AM, South Jersey's talk station.
Yeah, back for our final segment, Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of June 4th and 5th. Let's go get some fishing reports on the board here. Let's start off down Cape May Way with Jeff at Hands 2 Bait and Tackle, 970 Highway 109 in Cape May. Jeff, what's happening down your way, little brother?
Well, flounder season kicked off pretty good this year in the back bays. This new slot rule is working out for some boats and cursing other guys. weak fish have just kind of showed up pretty aggressively, all being caught with shedder crabs and bloodworms and some artificial plastics. Striped bass fishing has been great this spring off the beach, mostly nice. Being taken by bait with bunker and clams, depending on where you're fishing. Some guys doing really good with plugs, SP minnows, mag darters. It's been a really good spring for the striped bass. Only problem is they're all big. All too big of fish.
Yeah, isn't that some problem to have?
And one of our biggest questions this time of the year is, do we have clams? The drumfish bite was pretty, as to be expected, right, as it usually is this time of year. A lot of fish in the 60, 70, 80-pound range.
Beautiful.
Again, fresh clams, debate a choice of that. Some blue claw crabs will work as well, or any kind of crustacean of those sorts. That's pretty much what the topics of Cape May is at the moment. We'll keep this going for a little longer.
Jeff, real quick, how long do you expect that drum bite to last? Maybe into Father's Day?
It usually goes into the beginning of July, or until July. The guys get tired of chasing them around.
Okay, Jeff. Hey, do me a favor. Give that phone number, bro.
You can get us at the bait shop here, 609-884-2248. Or if you know how to use the numbers on your phone, it's 609-884-BAIT.
That's it, Jeffy. Take care, man. See you next week.
See you, man.
Okay, let's jump up to Sea Isle. Sea Isle Bait and Tackle, Mike Cunningham, 4120 Park Road on the lovely Isle. Mike, what's happening up your way, bro?
Man, fishing's been pretty good around here. I'll tell you what, everywhere from the surf, we're seeing drums and stripers. The inlet, we're seeing some real nice blues. And in the bay, the flounder bite's been excellent. So the fishing around here has been good.
Mike, you hearing anything on weekies at night, during the day? Cloudy days like yesterday, Friday. What's the dealio?
Yeah, weekies have been the most consistent we've seen in years.
Wow, this is great.
That being said, they're still not easy to catch. But most guys are catching by accident. They're flounder fishing. They have maybe a piece of squid on the high hook and catching them that way. But guys are also targeting them either top of the tide, beginning of the outgoing, throwing soft plastics into holes, or they're night fishing in the lights with a lot of pink and white soft plastics. Finesse fish have been the hot thing lately.
Mike, for the flatties, what's the top bait?
Minnows, mackerel, and then gulps. I think with that bottom temperature being a little bit cold, that's why the minnows and the mackerel are still hot, and the gulp hasn't taken over yet, in our opinion. Minnows have been hard to get. We're, struggling with the minnows. But minnows, right, mackerel, and then gulps been trailing at the moment.
Okay, Mike, it's so odd how it's sort of changed positions. Now weak fish are more common. Hearing anything on blues, all of a sudden they were here, gone, now gone again. What's your take down there?
Yeah, we've seen little sporadic bluefish in the surf, sporadic bluefish in the back bay. The most consistent bite has been Townsend's Inlet. Summit, of course, is Inlet, but Townsend's Inlet's been the best bite. And on mullet, finger mullet have been the way to go. Same, we'll have 2 days of good fishing, 3 days it's slow, just typical bluefish behavior. But I'd say a better springtime bite than we've seen in a year or two. So we're not going to complain about that.
Okay, Mike, do me a favor, get that phone number, please.
609-263-6540. We're on the corner of 42nd and Park Road here in the heart of Fish Alley.
And Mike, before I let you go, how's that wild family? Everything good?
Everybody's good. The pool's open. Once the pool is open, the family is happy.
Mike, take care. See you next week, bro.
Have a nice day.
And we're visiting Noel Feliciano, one-stop bait and tackle, 416 Atlantic Avenue in AC, where I understand it's Farple banging. Is that true, Noel?
That's absolutely true. Guess what showed up today? Triggerfish and sheep's head on the jetties of Atlantic City.
No way!
And that's including the weak fish, the blues, the striped bass, the royals are here. Okay.
Oh, man. Listen, AC is beyond a smorgasbord, bro, people. Boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, AC is where to be. Give me the triggers and the sheep's head, end of the jetties. What about the seawall?
The seawall's on fire with flounder. Don't forget them. The flounders are starting to wake their way out into the ocean here, right in front of here. Let me tell you something. The fishery is on triple, double time banging in AC. If you want to see what's going on, it's on the One Stop Bait AC on Facebook,
right,
all together, because let me tell you something. There's more fishing weigh-ins in One Stop than the whole state of New Jersey. Can you listen? This is, you can see it, virtually see it. I just caught a striped bass. You can see that. I'm going to put the video up in a couple seconds up. And let me tell you, the fishery's on fire. I think last year was banging. This year is triple banging. And with this law that they only keep one between 28 and 38, all those cows and horses, whatever you want to call them, these big mamas are all going back. The fishery is on fire with that note. It's hard to catch a keeper with the straight bass, but the trophy, the gurus are having some serious fun, and I'm going out there every morning, getting that fishing report and fishing at the same time. Mm-hmm. I don't know how I'm doing it, but I got some fish up under the belt that you can't shake a stick at. But let me tell you, you know what's making a comeback, bud?
What's that?
The weak fish.
Yeah, I'm seeing numbers, hey. Noel. I'm seeing numbers. Even I'm catching a few. Whoa, hey, what's up with that?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. Let me tell you something. The bluefish are keeping everybody happy here, too.
Yeah,
that's a crowd pleaser.
Yeah, but Noel, there's been gaps down Cape May, a few blues here and there, up north Weyerton area, Barnegat, a few here and there. They seem to be just in pockets, and but whatever reason, they're hanging around
AC. The whole thing. Do not compare it to the 50-year blitz 2 years ago. Don't compare it to that. This is a normal year. If you compare it, we lived through that.
Right.
We know what a blitz is. That was a triple blitz.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Noel,
we can't compare it to that.
Okay,
you know?
let's key on these, the new arrivals. Well, we're talking about the Royals, so that's why I say it's fourple banging, beyond triple banging. The sheep's head and the triggers showed up along the jetties. When did this happen, and what's the hot bait, and are you selling the mole crabs, you know, the sand fleas?
I have plenty of sand fleas. I have plenty of bait. I have a problem with minnows this year.
Yeah.
I got plenty of those. Eel situation, I got plenty of those. Let me tell you something. When you treat everybody the way you want to get treated yourself, the bait shows up at the door.
There you go. Now, let's get back to it. Where are the triggers in the sheep's head, man? Where are they?
Oh, yeah, you want the hot spot.
Yeah,
you got to go straight out in front of the flagship. It's really good right there. There's three jetties in front of the flagship. There's one on Main Avenue. There's one on Atlantic Avenue. There's one a little further on Euclid Avenue. And they're producing some serious fish. One spot, it's only 3 feet, 4 feet, and then you go up down to 12.
Boom,
and that's
there you
the
go.
Honey hole.
That's it.
And they're catching tog. You got to throw them back, but you got to pick through everybody else to catch those sheep's head and the trigger fish.
Okay, Noel, on the weak fish now, all-day bite, tide bite, late afternoon, early evening, first light morning, what's the dealio?
Let me tell you something. Early in the morning and at night, the high tide, sun coming down, it's on fire.
There you go.
On fire. Okay,
Now, Noel, what's the situation with the shop? You expanded, you moved up, down, sideways?
So, yes, good question, really good question. The construction is 90% done.
Good for you.
I am putting stuff over there, all those nice reels and rods that you really want. And I got them all up in there. I just got to put my terminal tack in there. I am waiting for permits from the city, inspections, all that other stuff. Once that all happens, we're in there like Flynn. But we're still right next door. We have some stuff over there. We have stuff over here. It's a lot bigger.
There
just got to hang in with me, and I'll take care of you, definitely. All you got to do is show up, and I'll put you in a hot spot and get you the good stuff so you can catch it, you know?
Before I let you go, how's the lovely Awilda?
Ooh, the family's beautiful, man. Grandkids are all awesome. My wife is taking care of the whole equation of the familia, and she runs the household, and I run the business, and that's a good thing.
And you're getting a chance to fish lizards. That is extremely rare when you own a shop. Okay, man, we'll see you next week, Noel.
What I want to do? I want to do a challenge. You know what I'm saying to you? Get a couple bait shop owners early in the morning. We'll meet up at a spot and get it on.
Hey, I'll sponsor that. Rack and Fin will sponsor
get it
that.
On.
Hey,
I feel like, you know, I feel
you,
like
hey,
funky,
no,
you know
no, you, Shoal, and with Grossman over there at Riptide. Oh,
let me tell you something.
The triumvirate.
Shoal can't be on his boat. We got to be on land because he's not fair. He's the guru of the back bay, and you know what time it is with him, boy. He'll put you to shame just going out in a boat. You know, I got one right here. Look at this.
Yeah. No, let's erase it, brother. I'm going to stop down this week. We'll see you. We'll have lunch. We'll talk this over.
Sounds great.
See you, brother. We're going to wrap it up with the man, Captain Dave, the Rave Show, of Absecon Bay Sports Center, 81 Natalie Terrace, and Absecon, whose ears are burning, as per Noel Feliciano and Tom, actually Noel's idea, Shoal. Here's the deal. Three tackle shop owners together for a fish off. You, Noel, And Grossman over there at Riptide. And Noel just said, man, you can't beat Scholl. He's got the boat. So this is going to have to be a non-boat deal. Davey, are you in?
Well, I guess we're going to have to do it. I got all those sandy feet guys over there. I might even be able to dig out a pair of corkers if I have to.
Okay, now I'm going to meet with Noel next week. We're going to talk this up and get it going. Rack and Fin's going to sponsor this deal. It may only be a hamburger at White Castle, but it's something, you know, Scholl? Okay, Dave, let's talk about, this is the news, people. Tom P, the foodie. The soft shells at Absecon Bay Sports Center are busting out, and it's going to be crazy. Now, Dave, how long is this going to last? Are they for sale? You got Whales, you got Jimmy's, you got Jimbo's. What's the deal?
Yeah, right now we're at the peak.
Okay.
We are at the peak right now, and...
You did it?
Hey, it started again. We got clobbered. Called my...
What's up?
Hello?
Hello, yeah, there? Hello?
Yeah, it's just... I'm calling a restart. That phone, the other phone rang on me.
Okay. Can you still talk? What's up? Want me to call you? I can't call you back, Dave. I'm on the board.
Oh, well, I know you're on the board. Okay, so just keep talking. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, soft shells.
Yep. Okay, you have plenty of them in, Dave. How long is it going to last?
I'll tell you, Tom P., right now, this is the biggest shed that I've seen, which is great, great news, not just for eating all these soft shells, but I'm expecting a fantastic hard crab run once these things bust out and
beautiful
and get hardened up.
Hey, Dave, now you have, I guess, the Whales, the Jumbos, Jimmy, whatever. What are the sizes? And throw some prices out, Dave. What do you got?
Well, like everything else, the prices are up a little bit. I got some beautiful whales, as big as you'll find anywhere, and definitely softer. They're going $9 each right now.
Mm-hmm.
You got the jumbos, that's your medium size. That's your average good big crab you want on a plate. They're $7, and I tell you what, these crabs are all big. I'm getting very few of the primes, and they're about $5, but... But beyond that, there's just so many. And any listeners out there, if you own a seafood restaurant or anything like that, come on down. I can get wholesale quantities right now, and it's only going to last for a little while longer.
Okay, Dave. Now to the fishing. What's happening with the weak fish and the flounder? Go.
Well, tell you what, the weak fish and flounder are eating these shedder crabs.
Oh yeah.
If you're not using shedders for bait, you ain't using the right bait.
Ain't nothing better than shedder this time of year, people.
No, but for shedders and stripers, tell you what, I did get out this week one day. I snuck out for a few hours Thursday morning. We had with a regular customer. We had our two bonus tag fish, and old Gene had a nice 32-inch striper before we put four nice flounders in the boat. You got two overs and two slots, and then we had to put back a 20-incher because that's the way it is.
Okay, Dave, on the weak fish, night bite, day bite, what's the deal?
I'm seeing guys fishing out there. Well, one of the guys fishing out on the intercoastal yesterday showed me a nice 3-pound-plus weak fish, and he said he put back another one, and I've seen him cleaning quite a few here at the table. They're are on the tide. Yeah, as always, they're big on the tides. And big one, you know, night bite, they're off. It looks like we may have a real weak fish season this year, too.
Okay, Dave, now you haven't slept in what, 48 hours? Maybe 72 hours? How's your charter?
That's about it. But
how's your charter bookings? You have any openings?
Well, right now these take priority over charters, you know, unless you got more money than most people want to pay me. But once this is over, we'll be working on the flounder probably, and I still expect to see a few stripers around.
Okay, Dave, we'll see you this week, man. Be good.
Okay, thanks for calling. We'll talk to you soon.
See you. That's a wrap. That'll do it for this week on Rack and Fin. Ready to meet Tom P. Get out and enjoy. God bless America. God bless our troops. God bless our first responders. God bless law enforcement. Get out there, man. Fishing is, as Noel says, on fire. See you next week. Rack and Fin Radio.